Check, 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 check. Kathy can hear me. Ellen can hear me. Great. Oh, you can't see my face, but you can't see my face anyways. Hey out there, sorry for the delay. Glad to join with you in the moment here. I have an exciting announcement that will hopefully be happening. We have a new student joining from Japan. It's going to be 10 p.m. there. She said she's going to be a few minutes late, so I wrote her. I said, just do pranayama. She's done Bikram in Nagoya before, but they closed, and so we're going to have a new buddy in a new time zone. We have India covered. We have Pacific. We have all the central. Yes, we have the Chicago Central representation. So now we're going to have Japan. I don't know if we have any mountain people. So anyway, her name's Masumi, and hopefully she'll hop on here in a few minutes, but maybe we can wave to her when I say hi and bring her into the fun, yeah? Oh, hi. Well, for her, it's night, so we could say good morning. We could say Ohayo gozaimasu, yes, okay. Shall we practice? No, let's breathe. We can breathe. Let's practice breathing, and we can greet her. Okay, any questions before we start? All right, let's have a little party here together. Please interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. I was going to say, I'm supposed to sign people in, but I'm kind of over that even. Let's just practice. Suck in your stomach. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling, keeping the body weight on the heels. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Good. Now exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back. Sounds good. Push the chin back, palms together and elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift your elbows. At the same pace you're bringing the head down, at the same pace you're inhaling, it's all together. Exhale, breathing, head up, open your mouth, push the chin with the knuckles. Relax your shoulders completely and elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way, five, elbows together, six. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach on the inhale. Breathe in as much as you can so the rib cage expands more and you use more of your lungs. Exhale, breathing. Head up. You can open your mouth pretty wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Chin resists the knuckles. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing. One, look up. Two, three, look way back. Four, five, suck in your stomach, exhale completely, six. Inhale, head down. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you inhale, the more you expand the ribcage, the more you use your lungs. Exhale, head up. Now go nice and slow. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale, elbows together. Inhale, head comes down slowly. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, ribcage expanding more. And more. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin with the fingers. Exhale a little more. Might feel a little weird, a little uncomfortable. That's okay. Inhale, breathing. Head down. Suck in your stomach. Tightening up. Hold it in. Exhale. One. Look back. Two. Three. Push the chin. Four. Five. Suck in your stomach. Six. Hold it in. Two more, please. Inhale. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. So super steady, very controlled inhale. Exhale, breathing. Same exact thing on the exhale. Hips a little forward without backward bending. Elbows come together. One more, please. Inhale, breathing. Keep going. Breathe in more. Keep going. Breathe in more. And then exhale. One, two, three, four, five. Look all the way back. Six elbows together. Beautiful. Arms down to your sides. Oh, where did you all go? Here you are. Okay. What? Oh, yes, please. Jen, can you touch the third light switch, please, for me? Thank you. Second set. Interlace fingers. Touch your knuckles underneath the chin. All right. Stand tall. Concentrate one point in front of you
Begin. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Hold at the top. Exhale, one. Look back, two. Three. Push the chin, four. Five. Six. Inhale, one. Two. Three. Halfway, four. Five. Six. Exhale again, one. Chest up, two. Three. Push the chin, four. All the way back, five. Six. Inhale again. Steady flow of air by your throat. The nose is only a passageway. Try to get a little more air in. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin with the fingers. That's it. Now at the end of it, use your extra strength. Exhale more and more. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Look straight ahead, six. Exhale, one, two, three. Look way back, four. Five, elbows together, six. Inhale again, head down, synchronize the movement of the arms, the head, and the inhale. Everything together, exhale. One, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way back, five, six. Again, please, inhale. Now, as you get to the end of the inhale, make sure the body weight is still all the way back on the heels, hips and thighs contracted. Exhale, breathing, look up. Push the chin back. Same thing here. When you push hips forward, make sure weight is on the heels, stomach is in. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows, chin down. Complete depression of your abdominal wall. Exhale, breathing. Keep the stomach and chest up. Breastbone stays lifted, but the shoulders can drop and relax and move very freely. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. Take three body parts, breastbones, armpits, and elbows, stretch them up, leave them up, exhale, push the head back. So the elbows come forward, but you try to keep them up high. Chest stays lifted, armpits and waistband stretch up. Inhale, head down. Nice slow movement of the head coming down, please. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Exhale, one, look up, two, look back, three, four. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows together, six. Again, please, inhale. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you will use your lungs. Exhale, open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin with the fingers. Chin resisting the fingers. Elbows touch each other. A few more, please, inhale. Push the chin now against the fingers, but the fingers resist. So your head goes slowly and your neck gets strong. Exhale, breathing. Make sure the end of the exhale is always stronger than the beginning of that same exhale. Two more, please. Inhale, breathing. Go a little bit beyond. Breathe in more and more. Exhale, push the chin back. And same thing at the end of the exhale. Just push a little bit beyond, exhaling completely. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing. Take your time nice and steady. Breathe in as much as possible. And then one more stomach in. Exhale, breathing. Look up. Head goes up. Shoulders relax. Exhale, all of it. All of it. Then a little more than all of it. Okay. Elbows together. Awesome. There has to be a little bit of air in your lungs. It's a thing. If you've taken any exercise physiology, you have to have some in there, so they're not collapsed, but you can push out a little more than is comfortable, and that's okay. All right, everybody ready for Ardha Chandrasana? Sandy, ready? Okay. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times, back and forth. All the way up, stretch up, as if you're going to touch the ceiling. When you come up through the center, go up again. It's like you're climbing up rungs of a ladder, going up and up and up and up again and again and more, and you just don't stop. Okay. The other thing you don't stop is breathing always normal, okay? So that's your number one job. Push your hips a little forward. You can stop in the middle, arms back, chin up. Make sure the stomach is in maximum body weight on your heels. Now, as you are inhaling, suck in your stomach, stretch up once more. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Bend, but not just bend. I want you to stretch and reach your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left. So you create a stretch, a decompression, bones to the skin on the left side of the body, all over, inside out. That's a great movie, by the way, Inside Out. Push your hips to the left, keeping the body weight on the heels. Stomach in. Can you bring the chin up a little bit and arms back? I don't know the answer. When I ask you that, I honestly don't know, and hopefully you don't know either. You're asking yourself in the moment, can I lift my chin up? Then you try it, and you kind of answer the question there. Maybe it's at the maximum, which would be fine. Come down a little bit more, keeping the left hip forward. So both hips are in one line, parallel to the mirror, or the front edge of the mat. Then bring the right shoulder, armpit, chest forward, opening up the chest like a flower petal blooming. Come down and push, suck in your stomach, push, and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Quick reset. Weight on the heels. Press the middle inner thighs together. Arms back, chin up. As you're inhaling, suck in your stomach. The arms go way up. Try to touch the ceiling. Then begin left side bending, half moon. Push your hips to the right. So not only bending to the left, but I want you to get taller or longer from the inside of your heels to the inside of your palms. So keeping the weight to the heels, push your hips to the right side. Then inhale. Push your hands past the top of your head towards the left side of the room. It'll start to move your shoulders. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line. Maximum body weight on your heels. Middle inner thighs pressing together. That's it. Now bring the left shoulder, armpit, rib cage forward. The whole area of the body slides forward, and you try to stretch the underneath side out at the chest and armpit. Come down and push everyone's stomach and push. One more time. Push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath in. Full lungs. Backward bending is next. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Breathing always normal is your number one job here. Push the hands past the face. Reaching back, try to touch the wall. When you cannot bend any more of the spine, take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. Everybody reach back. Press the hands back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. First you go up. Try to touch the ceiling. Then come forward. If needed, bend your knees. Squeeze hands and reach out like you're going to touch the wall in front of you. Nice, Kathy. All the way down until the floor is just there. Surprise. It says. All right. Move your hips back and forth, right and left. You can bend one knee at a time. Just nice, easy. Keep the stomach in, though. Relax your head, neck, and face. And then you can exhale. Sweep your hands around behind your feet and scoop up the heels. Pinky fingers touching each other, side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs. Chest on the knees. Face on the legs below the knees. So from the side view, I cannot see through upper body and lower body. There's no gap in between. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the legs. Roll forward so the body weight is distributed across the base of all 10 toes. Pull on the heels, push the knees back. As you exhale, upper body slides down and top of the head gets closer to the tops of your feet. Now bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Come up, arms and head together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Go ahead, get your nice, strong grip. No gap between hands, palms, all the way up to the wrists is what you're trying for. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, half moon to the right. In the dictionary, if this posture were in the dictionary, the definition would be all the instructions that you hear. None of my nonsense chat on the side, just the instructions, right? Breathing always normal. Push your hips to the left. Squeeze hands, palms. Pick up the chin. Absolutely straight line from the side. You know it. Body weight on the heels. Okay, now come down a little more. Then you have all of that. You have the posture active. It's happening. Then you intensify just a little bit the depth of the posture, keeping all of the elements of the definition of the posture. So you take your hips, push them to the left, squeeze hands and reach out to the right, and then you hold here. Then the posture has started and you freeze, holding completely still. Inhale, come up. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, bend your upper body to the left, push your hips to the right. So when you're starting out, and some days, even if you've done it for decades, you take most of the time to prepare yourself and just get into it and attempt it. And then once in a while, you start to have these moments where you're at your limit, you're breathing normally, and everything about you is still. Your body is still. The thoughts are completely on what you're doing right now. That's really the beginning of the posture. Everything you've done up until that point counts, so it's very important you continue to prepare yourself for the Hatha Yoga posture. Come down and freeze for 5 counts. Breathing very smoothly. 4, 3. Take your hands and your hips. 2. Push them away from each other. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. And all time stops in that moment. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back. And you are truly in the present moment. Now, inhale. Push the hands up towards the ceiling and then past your face. Breathing very smoothly. I want the total spine backward bending, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Now take your hands and reach back so the elbows straighten. You feel it in the shoulders and chest. Go back for 3, 2. Go and touch the wall. 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hands to feet pose. Keep your chin up and arms with the ears on the way down. As best you can, as high as possible. That's it, Vasu. Weight on the toes. Keep reaching out until you have to put the hands down. Now, on an exhale specifically, sweep your hands all the way around behind your feet. Scoop up the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Try to get your face on the legs below the knees. Pull continuously. No gap between upper body and the legs. Now make sure the body weight is forward across the base of all the toes. When you exhale next, push the base of the toes and the finger knuckles down so the upper body slides down the legs. Top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet. Press abdomen to the thighs, suck in your stomach, exhale. Push the knees back, elbows towards the wall behind you. Now bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers and come up, arms and head together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the side. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out 6 inches, please. Keep your feet parallel to each other throughout the posture. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath. Now exhale, suck in your stomach. Begin, please. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. Get your hips behind you, sit down so that the thighs are parallel to the floor. Make sure when you look in the mirror, you have 6 inches between your big toes, 6 inches between your heels, 6 inches between your knees and between your hands. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage visible from the front. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body back, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up please. Arms stay right there. Stand up on the tiptoes, as high as possible, maximum. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Sit right down on the tops of the toes for just 10 counts. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Get down there so the thighs are parallel to the floor, legs shaking a little, but you push the ankles forward so the feet, ankles are locked in position. Sit down in the chair, come up higher on the toes, everyone freeze right there. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Bring the feet flat for a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Very slowly sit down, keeping the knees together. Maintaining complete depression of the abdominal wall and lifting the spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. You go all the way down until your hips are just above your heels. Arms parallel to the thighs. Thighs parallel to the floor, and spine perfectly straight. Keep your knees together, push them down and forward a little bit. Inhale, breathing, slow motion without leaning forward, come up. You can do it. You got to squeeze the thighs, suck in your stomach while you are still breathing normally. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. I wish I could text Masumi-san right now because maybe she's having technical difficulty or maybe it just didn't work today, but I'm thinking about her. In the dark over there, 10 p.m. Hop on with us. Okay, second set, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Begin, please. Now, awkward pose. You kind of fix everything. Not that it's broken, all right? You just make it happen the best you can, and then you freeze. But the breathing is steady. Your mind is totally on what you're doing right now. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Okay, on your inhale, stand up all the way, as high as you possibly can on the tiptoes. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, sit right down. Just 10 counts, you got to drop down for 9, heels up. 8, let the legs shake, 7, but you breathe normally, 6. 5, come up higher on the toes, 4. 3, upper body back, 2, heels up, knees up, 1. Inhale, come up, feet flat. Come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Now, slow motion, sit down. When you get to the point where your body wants to lean forward or collapse, just slow it down a little bit because those weak points will become not only your strong points, but your points of deeper understanding, perspective, healing. So you can kind of embrace the weak points. Not that you're inviting weakness or injury, but when you have something, you can say, okay, let's get to it here. Something great is going to happen. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward. See if you can lift your hips up 3 to 6 inches. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and then come up with the stomach in. All the way, leaning against the wall. Right foot to the left, arms down. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Naturally, as you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees. Please sit down in the chair as low as you can, upper body back. Lift your right leg up over the left, please, as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. And if you cannot wrap the foot yet, just sit down a little more. Keep your body weight slightly to the heel. Vasa, as you sit down, just try to get the hips back more, weight to the heel, just a little bit at a time. So the knees actually go further from the wall in front of you as you sit down in the chair. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. It's a little bit easier on the knee and increases the strength, hips, thighs, and abdomen. Sit down in the chair as low as you can with body weight on the heels, please. Drop down, upper body back a little bit. Now left leg, lift up over the right. Try to create pressure between the legs by sitting down, twisting like ropes. That's it. The foot, eventually behind the calf muscle, all 5 toes visible from the front. Looks good, Lindsay, with the hips back. Suck in your stomach. Keep the weight more to the heel than the toes. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button. Lift your chest up. Bring your upper body back. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Second set, right arm underneath, please. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Go ahead, sit down, please, in the chair. Weight on the heels. Just be still there for a second on both feet, chest up. Try to only move your right leg. Lift it up over the left. As high as you can, as quickly as you can. The sooner you get to your posture held in stillness, the more time you actually have in the posture. So you can get the little fidgets and fixes taken care of. Bring the knees into the center line of the body, elbows and wrists into the center line of the body, everything lined up below your nose. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down. Just stay down there, please. Wait for just a moment. Wait on the heels. Can you just hold it? And now only the left leg moves. So if you hold still on 2 feet, then you can isolate What is really moving? What is not moving? Just left leg over. All right. Pressure between the thighs. Let the ankle and calf muscle flatten to each other once the foot is wrapped. The knees to the left a little bit. Eventually wrists straight. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below the nose. Stand up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, arms down to the sides. Partying continues. Can you hear me very clearly with the mask on still? Okay. All right. Standing head to knee pose is next. Dandai Manajan Yusharasana. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Suck in your stomach, round the spine forward. Grab the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below your toes. Now concentrate on your breathing, of course, and on your standing leg. Push the knee back until your leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot, whole leg locked. Inhale, breathing very slowly, gently. Right leg lift up and stretch forward until your entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the right heel forward at the same time you suck in your stomach. So you create a stretch all over underneath the left leg. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Hold here, breathing smoothly, shoulders and face relaxed. Change, please. Reverse out of it the best you can. Feet together, inhale, stand tall. As you're exhaling, suck in your stomach, round the spine forward, pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now, if you cannot reach the foot yet, still, you're standing on one leg, breathing normally, rounding the spine somewhere, some amount, somehow, and that is the posture. Now, once you have the foot in your hands, make sure standing leg is locked, then inhale, left leg, lift up. Upper body can lift a little bit if needed, so that the leg can become parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a deep breath. At the same time, kick the left heel forward, suck in your stomach. So those two body parts, the heel and the belly button, are going in opposite directions, one towards the mirror, one away from it. Try to get both legs locked, and once you can balance there, bring your elbows down. Elbows can press down stomach and relax your shoulders. Hold it. Change, please. Undo it. Arms straighten out. Feet together, arms down. Is it your knee, Sandy? Okay. Second set. Take a nice deep breath. As you are exhaling, suck in your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Now, the whole leg locked means the whole leg, not just your knee straight and little kind of quadricep above the kneecap contracted, but you feel the entire leg under your control. Go ahead, right leg lift up and stretch forward. And if you don't feel that yet, that's okay. You just know where you are headed. Once you can get both legs locked, elbows down. If the elbows go below the calf muscle, then tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach. Very gently, with your smiling, happy face, put your forehead on your knee for 3. Standing leg is so strong, 2. Breathing normally, 1. Try to come out of it in reverse. Take a nice deep breath. As you're exhaling, pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included, with your grip 2 inches below the toes. Now, when you lock the standing leg, I really mean it, you'll feel the whole thing. The foot presses down, you feel foot and ankle muscles eventually, lower leg muscles around the knee and thigh, upper thigh, hip, lower abdomen. The whole thing is on. Inhale, slowly, very gently, left leg lift up. When you have the whole leg locked, you can do a bunch of things with the rest of the body. All right, whether you're in standing bow pulling or this one, you have freedom of movement of your spine, freedom of movement of your shoulders. Once both legs are locked, go ahead. And once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, forehead on the knee. 3, 2, breathing so smoothly. 1. Take your time to get out of it. feet together, arms down. That's a very special posture, you guys. All right. I mean, think of it. If you can keep your mind and your legs so solid, all kinds of things happening around you, you have freedom of movement. Think of what you can do with your life. Just think of it. Okay. Standing bowl, pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm up, elbow touching the body. Reach out to your right. Grab your right ankle from the inside. Or just think of what you can do with your concentration on anything. All right, grab the ankle, left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward, knees together. And take a deep breath, stretch the whole left side of the body up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Charge your upper body forward from the left hip, left pelvis to the left fingertips, especially armpit skin. I want you to stretch it out. Chest and tricep of the left side of the body are stretching. So eventually, top of the shoulder comes to the chin. Kick the right leg back and up as hard as possible. So you see the foot appear over the top of the head, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Standing leg, whole leg locked. Bring your upper body down at the left hip joint now until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Keep the body weight a little more to the toes than the heel. Take a deep breath, charge forward and kick. Body down and kick. Right shoulder back, kick up once more. Change. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out to your left, grab your ankle from the inside. Take your time if you need it. Right arm slides up in front of you. Arm touching with the ear, palm facing the mirror. Try to start with your knees together. Inhale, stretch the whole right side of the body up. Begin, charge your upper body forward. I want you to especially stretch at the right rib cage, armpit, tricep. Okay, so right around that area. That's one of the things we're trying to significantly unstick. Charge forward. Try to touch the mirror. Push the fingertips forward. Left shoulder back kick. Take a nice deep breath, keeping your whole leg, standing leg locked. Bring the upper body down at the right hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. When you inhale, I want you to twist your upper body to the left. So the left shoulder and chest go back, invisible behind the right shoulder. From the front view, you cannot see them. Take a deep breath, charge forward, a little more weight to the toes than the heel, go forward, try to fall forward, go forward, keep stretching forward, body weight to the toes, kick up one more time. Beautiful, change everybody, feet together, arms down. Second set, right hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out, grab the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. I'll give you 20 counts. Take a deep breath. Begin. Charge forward and kick. Look straight ahead for 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Keep your chin up. 14, 13. Push left hand fingertips. 12. Towards the mirror. 11, 10. Body down and kick. 9. Take a deep breath. 8, 7. I want your left hand. 6. And your toes. 5, to move at the same time, 4, equally simultaneously, 3, body down and kick, 2, charge forward, kick up, 1, okay, 0, it's like a blast off, you know, T minus 1, T, oh, then 0, left hand up in front of you, turn it out, grab the ankle from the inside, right arm slides up in front of you, please, palm facing forward, inhale, stretch up, whole right side of the body, and then take it forward, 20 counts. Look forward, 19, 18, keep your chin up, 17, 16, lock the standing leg, 15, whole leg, 14, 13, 12, take a deep breath, 11, 10, charge forward, 9, 8, so the body weight, 7 is towards base of the toes, 6, 5, body down and kick, 4, 3, keep kicking, 2, touch the mirror, kick up, 1, 0. Okay. Oh, that's fun, you guys. That looks really good. I bet it feels even better. Front row or whoever you are out there that has a wall in front of you, you can step to the back of the mat. You'd think I'd be over that by now, but inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace fingers. Release the pointer fingers. Cross your thumbs. Chin up, everybody. Take a deep breath. Step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Get all the body weight on one foot. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and come down, please. Upper body down. Body weight more to the base of the toes. This is the third posture now where you get to try that. Standing leg locked, body weight to the base of the toes. Now charge forward. Squeeze hands. Go and touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay with ears. Chin up. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Point the toes. Come down. Body down. Right leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Come down. Chin forward, though. Squeeze hands and push them past the head. Try to touch the mirror and push the back foot toes towards the back wall. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing. Come up, feet together. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the side. You guys ready for second set? I was just imagining if ever we go back to like some sort of all I do is teach and like there's not all this extra stuff going on, watch out, because I'll really be able to teach you. Okay, I have like 10 distractions going on all the time right now, and it's not bad, is it? Okay, so just be ready, okay? Arms over the head sideways. This is training for that. All right, interlace fingers, chin up. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs, come down, leg up. 10 counts only, look forward, 9. 8, lock the standing leg, 7, suck in your stomach, 6, by the right hip joint, 5, right there, Sandy, hold it in, 4, left leg up, 3, suck in your stomach, 2, go and touch the mirror, leg up, stomach in, 1, okay, change. See, that stuff is away from the knee. It's not the knee, it's everything else. Step onto the left foot, lock both legs, chin up, arms with the head, come down, 10, look forward, 9, at least, 8, 4 feet in front of you, 7, on the floor, 6, suck in your stomach by the left hip, 5. I don't know what number we're on. Can you stretch more, stretch more, stretch, and stretch, and stretch, and keep stretching? Okay, that's good. Change, come up. Arms down to the side. Usually I fake it and I just pick a number, but that's, all right. How'd that go? Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you guys, all that stuff that you're doing. All right, you can step to the left side of the mat, standing separate leg, stretching his next feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Take a big step over your mat. Pretty wide, arms down parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure your heels are lined up from the side and the toes are turned in a little bit. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, please. Stretch your upper body up and then forward and then straight out towards the mirror and then down. Kind of like your face is on the outside of the circle and your tailbone is at the middle of the circle and you're just trying to sweep out as far as you can away from that middle point. All right, when you can't go any further, grab the heels from the outside, pinky fingers, ring fingers, middle fingers, pointer fingers, and thumbs, all touching each other. Pull on the heels to stretch your body down, keeping the legs locked. If you don't have the heels, just have the hands more forward than the heels, that's fine. Everybody, push the knuckles down, push the base of the toes down, and stretch the body down. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. Now very slowly bring your head up and arms out. Slowly come up. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head. And arms down to the sides. Stand and breathe. Moving things around a little more in the upside down position. Second set, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a slightly wider step if you did not touch the head to the floor, or a slightly more narrow step if you did. Push the fingertips out to the side walls, go up and out. Picture yourself, tailbone is in the middle of the circle, face is drawing the edges of the circle. So you push the face out, kind of sweeping around, go as far as you can like that. Nice, and then grab the heels. Pull on the heels to stretch your body down. First the leg stretch. Then the hip stretch. Lower spine stretches. Just concentrate on the breathing, middle spine, upper spine, neck. Now you're in the posture, hold it. Breathing normally. Freeze. Now take your time to come up. Feet back to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. It's time for triangle pose. You guys ready? Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, right foot step out to the right. Big step, arms down, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward as much as you can, arms slide back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to your right place. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down, bounce a couple of times. Try to get the right thigh parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Now one more, hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Push the knee back with help of your right arm, aiming your fingertips between big and second toe. You may turn your head, chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Sit down a little more. Push your right foot firmly to the floor as if it's going through the ground. Upper body lifts up away from the right foot and then turn and twist. So take the top of the head, stretch it out away from the left heel and twist your spine a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, turn the right toes forward, take a deep breath, push both hips forward a lot, arms slide back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest, turn your left toes all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down, even bouncing a couple of times. Make sure you're sitting down low enough. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, breathing, tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push the knee back, aiming between your big toe and second toe. Now push the left foot firmly to the floor, away from which you're lifting upper body up, so you have a nice big gap. Should mean a very good form. Nice big gap triangle between left thigh and left armpit. All right, it's a triangle shape. Chin to the right shoulder, a little bit more ponytail part of the head sweeps around over the bottom shoulder, but left shoulder goes down and forward towards the mirror. Take a deep breath. Upper body up more, lower body down, touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the left toes in, feet back to the place, arms over your head. Arms down to the side. Nice deep breath in. Slowly out by the nose. Do we have any birthdays on this lovely day? No? We sang to you. We're good, Sandy. That was a couple weeks ago. I guess she's off the hook. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right. Arms down parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, push the hips forward, arms slide back. See how much you can get them back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your right toes all the way out. Turn them half inch more, make sure they turn enough and sit down. Can you keep the upper body lifted, hips right underneath the rib cage while you're sitting down? Maybe, maybe not, but you can try. Go ahead, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Begin, push the chin with the shoulder. Make sure your right toes are turned back all the way, foot parallel to the mirror. That's good. Push the right foot firmly down to the floor. So you feel your whole right thigh wake up. It's wonderful. Chin to the left shoulder. Now, as you are pushing the right knee back, bring the right rib cage, armpit, chest forward towards the mirror. Inhale, stretch the left hand, top hand up. Sit down a little more. Touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest, turn your left toes. I was just thinking of the concept like, can you touch your toes? People always mean, can you bend forward and touch your toes? This is another way to touch your toes. Sit down all the way. Hips forward, arms back. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, begin. It's fine if the answer is no. I do not want you to force the posture, lose the integrity of it just to touch your toes. I want you to try the right way to touch your toes, however long it takes. And even if you only get halfway there ever, you are doing everything possible, all right, correctly in the posture. So you get 100% benefit. Push the left foot firmly down, upper body lifts up. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach. Upper body, Ramit, lift up a little bit higher so you have forearm or, yeah, elbow at the knee. Turn and twist, everyone. Push the left knee back, left chest, armpit comes forward. Nice, Yatidi. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes forward, inhale, feet back to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. I feel like the aliveness level is just expanding. It's like there's a scale and you're just kind of leveling up on the scale of aliveness. Not bad, huh? Kind of cool. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. pretty big, 3 feet. Turn on your heels to the right, facing the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your chest or abdomen, round the spine as you exhale. Try to touch your forehead to the knee. And if you cannot, then bend your knee up a little bit. Make sure the chin is tucked and the stomach is still in. Hands just beyond the front foot. You may push the fingertips into the floor to help you push the forehead to the knee and to help you push the knee back. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing firmly to the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale and slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward. Arms and head come out of it. Very last thing. Turn all the way around 185 degrees. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Now, before you go anywhere, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the abdomen as you go down rather than the floor. Please do not look at the floor or your foot. Try to look up at the chest, abdomen, or ceiling. You may bend the front knee when you need to, if you need to get knee and forehead together. Maximum compression of the throat, internal self-massage of the thyroid, everything around it. Push the knee with the forehead, pushing the fingertips into the floor, hold it. Now lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale, keeping the right hip forward, come up please. All the way, standing again. Very nice control, you guys. All right, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Erica, Archer looks kind of like a little jealous. It's like he's trying to do yoga with you. Interesting and cute. Second set, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs, right foot, step out to the right. Turn on your heels, face the right side of the room. Archer, you can do it too. You're invited. Everybody's invited. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach, exhale, go down front side. Forehead to the right knee. Reach out with your hands on the way down, like balancing stick arms. And then the spine is like rabbit pose. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot. Hips look fine, Sandy. Just enough so you get right hip down. Usually you need right hip up. Suck in your stomach. Keep the knee bent, Daniela. That's fine. Hips are level now. Don't change the hips. Just suck in your stomach. Squeeze upper inner thighs together. All right. Lock the front leg and come up. Try to keep the hips steady as you get out of it. That's it. You fixed it. Turn all the way around once you're up, please. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. With your smiling, happy face, go ahead. Relax your face. I know you're tucking the chin and kind of squishing the neck up a little bit, but you can try to relax your forehead and your jaw and your eyebrows and your tongue and all that. There's stuff there. Push the fingertips into the floor. And you can realize that it's there and realize that it's relaxed, even while the throat is quite compressed. You can also realize that you're still breathing normally. Push both feet firmly to the floor, squeezing upper inner thighs together. Okay, now keep all of it. Lock the front leg and just undo it from the lower spine, middle spine, all the way up to neck and arms. Turn to face the front, right foot back to the left. Arms down to the sides. Okay, that was fine. You guys can go home. That was so good. But if you want to keep going, I probably you do. Step on your mat, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Can you imagine all the times you wanted to escape and be done, and now you're like, no, I don't want to, no way. Okay, feet together, right leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it goes on the left thigh. Sole of your foot face in the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand so you can pick your knee up pretty high and grab underneath at the toes with your left hand. Turns out it's, you know, not everything's magically perfect when you leave the room. So very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back, hips a little forward, and suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Now, keep the shoulders down. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Or you can hold on with both hands if you need to. If the foot does not slip at all, then you can bring the left hand up. But if the foot slides or it's just not quite steady or the knee hurts at all, just hold on with one or both hands. Change place. Right foot down and arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your right. Once the heel's all the way up there, then very slowly, very gently, left knee comes down, and you can press it back as long as it does not irritate the knee. So always respect the knee communication here. If it's painful at all, back off. Hips a little forward so they're right underneath rib cage. Then suck in your stomach. Stand as tall as you can. Bring the left hand, please, in front of the chest. If the foot does not slip, you can bring the right hand up, palms together. If the foot slides at all, you may continue to hold the foot as long as you need it. Push the right foot down, standing leg lock, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Change, left foot down, arms down. Now for toe stand, you just start in tree pose. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. If the heel stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, then look at the floor slowly. Bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg locked. Not locked, but straight until you can touch the floor. You don't have to lock it, just mostly straight. Now, if you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down towards the heel. And if you can sit all the way down on the heel, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing just on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Bring the left hand in front of the chest. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine up. If you can balance there comfortably, bring the right hand up, palms gently together, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Hands to the floor in front of you, please push your hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose, grabbing the foot so it doesn't slide if needed. Tree pose, look straight ahead. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Please bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. And if it stays up comfortably towards the top of the thigh, then you can slowly come forward, keeping the standing leg straight. Very slight bend in the knee is no problem on the way down. If you're touching the floor, shift your weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down to the heel. Arms around to the sides of the body. In a certain sense, we put everything together in toe stand. Depression of the abdominal wall, balancing on one leg, complete concentration, right? There's a lot going on here. Left toes point to your right, left knee down, but you can handle it better because you've been preparing through all the other standing postures for this type of steadiness. Push both knees down, chest up. One hand at a time can come up in front of the chest, or just practice stretching the spine up towards the ceiling with your arms down to the sides. Toe stand, you can come up. Grab the foot on the way up if needed. Look straight ahead. Change, please. Left foot down, arms down. Turn around, relax on your back. Can start with your heels together once you get situated. Arms down to the sides. Concentrate on your breathing. Larry, I lost your video at some point. Just FYI. Ramit, if you can lower the camera angle a little bit, that would help. Thank you very much, everyone else. I can see you. That's great. Thank you. It's fine, Emily. There, I can see your whole mat. Thank you. Completely relax. As a side effect of complete concentration, realization of each body part, realization of when the thoughts try to scatter, you can relax. It really, really is powerful if you can just do a little, I guess you could call it grammatical trick. If you start thinking about something, instead of, let's say you said, oh, hey, Ann, you know, such and such is a fact. Like, so-and-so is so annoying. You could just change that very simply to, oh, the voice in my head told me that, or the thoughts went to this place that said, so-and-so is so annoying. It's just making a little gap between you and that stuff. That's a great way to do it. You can use the verbal part of your brain that is doing all this wandering anyway, and thinking and stressing and planning and remembering. Use that part of the brain to kind of undo its power. That's one of the methods you can use. Now, just concentrating on such an intense yoga posture that all that shuts up is also an option. And you can do all of these things at the same time or in combination with each other. Pretty cool, huh? All right, wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee with your thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Both shoulders on the floor. Chin down towards your chest. Wind removing pose. Absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the ribcage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Try to keep both shoulders equally on the floor. Stomach in. Pull a little bit harder, absolutely freeze. Don't even blink your eyes. Change. Left leg down, arms down for a moment. Immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows, each other. Couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice, tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Suck in your stomach the best you can. Slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. Look down between the knees or down lower towards collarbones. Absolutely freeze. Change again. Arms and legs down, Savasana. Heels together. Arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing, and then again. Second set, wind removing, right leg lift up, please. Interlace your fingers deeply so your thumbs are crossed and you have a white knuckle grip. If your hands are just kind of hanging out there, see if you can get a deeper grip and press the 8 fingers into the opposite hand. Pull the knee towards the shoulder using the grip strength and your arm bicep strength. The leg that you're pulling on, please completely relax it. Chin down, pull. Absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlacing the fingers. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If your body rolled over to the left, bring the right shoulder down again, please, to keep 2 shoulders on the floor. Hold the posture. Breathing normally in stillness. Change. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Go for the elbows. If you can't reach the elbows, you can grab the forearms or the wrists or hook the fingers or use a small hand towel between the hands. All of this still gives you compression of the abdomen, movement, flexion of the hip joints, and lengthening of the spine to the floor. Tuck the chin to the chest. Eventually, back of the neck will be flat on the floor, and eventually more and more of your entire spine will be flat on the floor. Change again, please. Arms and legs down. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Without holding the breath. Feet together, flex for the sit-up, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Inhale as much as you can, hold it. Now sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Turn around, please, for cobra pose. Lie down on your abdomen. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Did Archer give up, Erica? Archer's like, I'm good. Oh, he's still there. All right, press the palms down. Legs and feet together. So I want you to glue down the palms and the feet. So the feet don't slide, hands do not move. Inhale, breathing. Look up and lift up. Upper body, come up, please, using 100% back strength. Legs together, feet gently pressing to the floor. Come up a little more. That's it. Upper thighs, you feel it. Inhale, lift the chin up. Look for the ceiling. If you see the ceiling, look back. Try to see the wall behind you. Change again. Bring the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down right next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Yesterday, Ina's cat, which is a Siamese cat, was right, like, climbing on her, begging for attention during the postures. It was probably a little, I'm not sure how she took it. I don't know if it was annoying or just funny, but it was kind of entertaining to watch. All right, second set, hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not too high, not too low. Not turning in, not turning out. Okay, press the palms down, legs together, press the feet down a little bit and come up. Inhale, lift everything up until belly button. So the belly button stays on the floor. Can you seal? There you go, Ramit, thank you. Legs together from inner thighs down to feet and heels. That's better. Now hold it like that and figure out the breathing, everybody. Inhale, push the collarbones and neck up. Elbows stretch down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down for five. Inhale, chin up, four. Come up higher, Keith. Three, drop the shoulders down, two. Squeeze back muscles, lift up, one. Zero. Okay, come down. Chin on the floor, arms down, turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other side by side. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side, not overlapping. Then chin on the floor, neck flat, look forward. Grab the floor at the fingertips, right leg, lift up. Come up, everybody, to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Come up a little higher without twisting the hips. Push the hands down to help you lift the thigh up just a little more, leg up. Change, please. Right leg lower down. Relax it for a moment. Lock the left leg. Begin. Left leg lift up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Push all 10 fingertips down. Push the hands and arms firmly to the floor, eventually all the way up to shoulders, collarbones, and neck. Change. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in. Mouth on the towel. Readjust hands, palms a little bit. Arms a little straighter. Hands closer to each other. Inhale, breathing both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Good, Emily. Push hands down, bring the legs up. Nice, Ellen. Keep lifting from your upper thighs. Push the hands down, legs up. Push the arms down, legs together. Come up a little bit higher, please. Change. Release the arms. Turn your head to the right. Oh, Erica. I guess it's cuddle time. All right. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms down. Don't worry, I'm getting some really good screenshots. I'll blow them up for you. Turn the hands down, bring them underneath you. Chin on the floor. Lock the right leg. Point the toes. Right leg lift up for 10 counts. 9. 8. Knees straight. 7. 6. Push hands down. 5. 4, a little bit higher, 3, 2, lift up the leg, 1, change right leg down, left leg lock it, lift up 10 counts, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, push the shoulders down, 5, little bit more weight forward for 3, towards the shoulders, 2, lift up, 1, left leg down, now turn your head in, mouth on the towel, readjust hands, palms, the fingertips of each hand, spread them apart as wide as they will go, please. Pinky fingers are the only ones in contact with any other finger. Inhale, both legs lift up. 10 counts, begin. 9, 8, 7, lift up. 6, 5, little bit higher, 4, nice Kathy, 3, inhale, go up Keith, 2, all the way lift up, 1, change. Take your arms out, if you can. Turn your head to the left. Full locust poses, next chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together as one, just like cobra pose. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up. Arms, head, chest and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Look up, take a deep breath, push your fingertips out to the side walls. Bring your arms a little higher, that's good. Now bring your legs up, try to get the thighs off the floor for 3. Take a deep breath, 2, exhale, come all the way up, 1. Change, please, lower down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, begin, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides again, like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together. Legs together as one leg, like one cobra tail, does not separate. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Try to go all the way up. Even if you can only hold it for 5 counts, I want you to go all the way up, figure out the breathing. I mean that in a positive way. You do need to figure it out. I cannot figure it out for you. So you just inhale, lift up, inhale, chin up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, hold for 5. At the top, 4. 3. Take one more deep breath. 2. Exhale, squeeze and lift. 1. 0. Come down. Kathy, nice one. You really, yeah. I mean, you already lift up a lot, but that was more. Bow pose, Dhanurasana, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Keep a nice squeezing grip on the feet, wrists straight, rest of the arms completely relaxed. Go ahead, please, kick up and look up. Make sure that you kick without intermission. No breaks in the kicking. Kick up, it can be slow, that's fine. It doesn't have to be super crazy high, just kick. Roll forward onto the abdomen. If you need to rock back once and then roll forward, fine. Thighs up. Feet are in the right place. Daniela, just lift upper body up. Keep the thighs there. Bring the knees 1/2 inch closer to each other. Kick and kick and kick and kick and kick. And change. Where is my camera? When I want it. Ugh. You see, the problems of the hot room are really good problems to have. Aren't they? I just like the thought of when I first started and I wanted to get out. Or maybe sometimes you still want to get out. I don't know. That's fine. But think about it. All of your problems are not solved when you go outside the door. Just for that moment, though, we want to relieve the suffering by changing the environment, right? That's how we start, because we just didn't know yet. But then we learn how to relieve the suffering by staying here and being still and breathing better. Maybe it's not. Maybe suffering is a strong word for you, but discomfort, etc., right? Dislike. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Squeeze the feet, pretty good squeeze. Wrists straight, shoulders relaxed. So the chest can be opened up by your kick. Go ahead, please, kick up and look up. So let your hands be lifted by your kick, by your feet, pressing up towards the ceiling with the strength from your upper thighs, hips, and lower spine, total spine backward bending against gravitation. Hands can help you. Push the hands up with the feet to open up the chest. Keep kicking. 3, chin up. 2, knees and ribs up. 1, come down, please. Arms down, turn your head to the left. And I'm sure in our minds, a lot of us are saying, oh, if and when, you know, whenever this crazy 2020 is over, then everything will be fine. Are you sure about that? Like, are you really sure? I know that there are issues right now. I know people are suffering and are sick and are all this. But in the absence of that, all these inconveniences, all the troubles that, you know, little daily annoyances and restrictions and changes that we're dealing with, we still get caught in the thought, oh, when this is all over, then fill in the blank. Then everything will be fine. Then I'll be happy. I'm not saying anyone's saying that exact thing, but we get stuck in this thought pattern with all kinds of things. This happens to be a big one, but it's still the same process. Come up to the top of the mat, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. I mean, maybe you have to make yourself a promise. Okay, when all this is over, I will never complain about everything, anything again. Is that what's going to happen? Because everything will be fine? I don't know. I mean, you can try that. I would love it. I mean, I don't mind. All right, lift your hips up, separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor between the heels. Take your time. If you can sit down right away, go ahead. Hands to the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows. One at a time. And if that's your limit, then fine. Just make sure the feet point straight back. They should never turn out. That's kind of the strict rule of this posture. If your back head goes back, shoulders to the floor, then arms over your head grabbing elbows. Pull your forearms into the floor, chin down towards the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. Archer, you can make a perfect cat bridge. You are not excluded from the awesomeness of fixed firm pose. All right, hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle, chest up, chin down, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, take a deep breath, hold it in, sit up, exhale as much as you can, as forcefully as you can. All right, second set, top of the mat, please, sitting on the heels, knees and feet together, just for a second, just warming up ankles and knees, then you can start the posture. Just lift your hips up enough to get the feet out of the way and then sit down between the heels. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor, head and shoulders go down. Always, oh, the other rule about this posture is the knees must not come up in the air. So if you're all the way back, or even if you're headed back and the knees start to pop up, just wait, keep the knees on the floor, give them some time. If you're all the way back, chin down, chest up. Breathe smoothly. Excellent for the spleen, excellent for the very high abdominal organs that are really in your rib cage. You can come up, change again. Help from the elbows is fine. Eventually, you might not even need that. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale as much as you can. Sit up. Exhale. Head to the knees. All right, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. I wonder if my internet's a problem. Larry and Atiti keep going in and out at the same time. I feel like that might be my problem. I'll have to investigate. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Cross your thumbs, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and come forward slowly. Look forward, chin forward. Forehead to the floor in front of you, then side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor, wrists in the air. When you inhale, push the hands or fingertips forward towards the edge of the mat. Get your wrists up so the only part of the arms touching the floor are the side edges of the pinky fingers. Take a few deep breaths with your stomach in so the rib cage expands. Use more of the lungs. Inhale, breathing, arms and head come up. Try to keep the hips down on your feet. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead, inhale. Sit up. Grab the toes, push out the air. Forceful exhale, head to the knees. Very nice. Second set. Half tortoise posture, sit on the heels, please. No gap underneath ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Look forward, even though at some point you will not be able to see beyond your head. You can still look that way. Pinky finger edges to the floor. Palms together. Continuously stretch forward. Continuously reach forward. These look great. Inhale, breathing. Lift your arms and head up together. You can do it. All the way out of it. That's very nice. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, exhale, as you're bringing the head to the knees, exhale forcefully. Camel posture, breathe well and smoothly as you're turning around. Stand up on your knees, everybody. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on the hips or up a little higher on the lower spine, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, lift your body up to do your back bend. Chin and breastbone lift up, bend your spine. Bend as much of your spine as you can, as much as you can. Right hand only, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Try to get a full palm grip on each full heel. And take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Push the chin back. Look for more of the wall. Try to see the floor and then more of the floor behind you. Bring the hands up one at a time, keeping the head back. Inhale, push the hips forward. Lift up the chest. Come up in the middle. Turn around. Relax on your back. Daniela. Okay. If you're going to bring the hands up, you don't have to do that. You can. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Second set. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands up a little higher if you can. Inhale, push the hips forward. Go ahead, lift chin and chest. Go up and back. Bend your total spine as much as you can. Elbows together and up, Daniela. Elbows together and up. Push the chin. All right, everybody push the chin back. Right hand down, left hand down. Full palm grip on each heel. Exhale, breathing, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Keep going hips forward. Do not stop pushing the hips towards the mirror. Now keep your head, neck, and spine where they are. Bring the hands up one at a time. Push the hips forward. Lift up the chest. Come up in the middle. Chin down. Turn around. Relax on your back. I'd prefer if you grab the heels and then let go of them and do that rather than start that way. If you're going to start with your hands in that, I want you to start this way with the impossible grip. Push armpits up, push elbows up, push the chin. Push the chin. Push the hips forward. Hips forward. Yep. Push elbows back, lead with the elbows, stretch armpits. Everyone do your sit-up, please. Feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Is it already time for rabbit pose? Well, okay then. Sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach on the way down. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, top of the head will touch the floor. Exhale, breathing, roll forward like a wheel. Lift your hips up until your arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees right, left, one at a time towards the forehead. If they're not touching it yet, then hold it. Squeeze your feet pretty firmly. Bring your heels towards each other. Lift your hips up. Make sure you're sucking in your stomach. Change, please. Bring the hips back down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, forcefully head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, grab the soles of the feet firmly, if possible. If you can't get them yet, you get them on the way down. Tuck your chin to the chest. Begin, please, rounding at the neck first, then just below that on the upper back, then just below that, all the way down. Forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. Lift up your hips. Only if needed, move the knees towards the head, but do not turn the head or move the neck, please. Suck in your stomach. Get the hips up a little higher. Bring your heels towards each other, pressing the hands into the feet. Shoulders can lift up away from the floor, but make sure stomach stays in, hips stay up, stretching your entire spine. Change. Turn around for Savasana. Something that's really cool that can happen in this next posture is you can pay even more attention to what you're doing than you have been. And I know you've been paying a lot of attention to what you've been doing throughout the class. But if you can just turn it up a little bit in this last portion of head to knee with stretching, it's super cool, powerful, because you're so prepared for that state, okay? And you can make it happen. You do have to decide, though. You have to go for it. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath in. I cannot make you. Sit up. And I don't want to make you anyway. Sit facing forward. Right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of your left foot and inner right thigh. So try to move word by word. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab your right foot. Couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex your foot from the ankle so the heel comes off the floor in the air. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, breathing forehead to the right knee. If you need to, you can bend the knee up a little bit to get the knee to the forehead. Roll into the center a little bit, left shoulder down. As long as the left knee doesn't hurt, press the left knee down to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Stretch up tall, turn your upper body to the left. Grab your left foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the left knee. Push the knee down with your forehead. Make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. And roll in a little bit to get the two shoulders in one line, not too much. Both elbows can drop down and in towards the sides of your calf muscle. Change. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing as you're bringing head to the knees. All right, grab your big toes, each other. Walk your hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. 10, 15 times to get the legs straight. Flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Now look forward, please, chest up. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, push your knees down if they're still bending until you feel the limit of getting the legs straight. Once the legs are straight, lock the legs so the heels come up off the floor in the air. This is good, user. Drop the shoulders, a little bit more relaxation. To come forward, take the center of the chest, breastbone, both sides of the waist up to the armpits and the elbows. Those are the body parts that come forward, not the tops of the shoulders. Hold here, breathing normally. Take one inhale, holding still. Exhale, push the knees down, stretch the spine forward. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, right leg out, bend the left knee. Create pressure between foot and inner thigh. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, begin please. Reach out, grab the foot. See if you can get the foot and lock the leg before bringing head to the knee. That's where we're headed. If you can't, you just try over and over and over and over without attachment to when it's going to happen. Push the knee down with your forehead. Hold it here. Breathe smoothly. I want you to concentrate on every single body part right now. Change, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left, begin. Grab the foot, pull your toes back. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the left knee. You can roll in, right shoulder down, bring both elbows down, push the right knee down. All these little wonderful details of head to knee pose, both hips equally on the floor. Then you just freeze. You stop fixing it and you are the posture, 100%. Change again, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. Inhale, breathing, sit up. Forceful exhalation. Good, grab the big toes and scoop back a few times, right, left, right, left. You can grab your hips, outer thighs, and get them out of the way. That's fine. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Shoulders completely relaxed. If your legs are locked, inhale, breathing. Then as you exhale, center of the chest slides forward. Elbows can come out and forward. Both sides of the waistband up to the armpits come forward. Hold here for 5, 4. Smooth breathing pattern. 3, 2. Hold it. 1. Change. Do the sit up, please. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Half spine twisting pose is next. Sit up, everybody. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor or keep it straight if needed. Put your right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee and foot flat on the floor. Make sure left toes are pointed back and you're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back with help of the left arm. Turn your hand over, palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Or if you need help from the hand, turn the fingers out. Push the fingers down to lift up the chest. Then twist. Turn your head to the right, please. Look past the right shoulder behind you. Back of the right shoulder can gently press back and around. Now lean a little bit to the right and forward to keep both hips equally on the floor. Without lifting or dropping the eyes, look to the right. Without lifting or dropping the chin, turn your head to the right. Slowly untwist the neck, undo the arms, and switch your legs, please. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner. Both hips on the floor, inhale, right arm up and over. Cross it over the left knee, push your knee back, turn the hand palm down, grab the right knee with the right hand. Left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Or push the fingertips down, walking your fingertips around, around and around until you can let go of the floor. Now turn your head, look past the left shoulder. Sit up as tall as you can. When you inhale, lift up, center of the chest, suck in your stomach. Keep the lifted chest up, lifted spine. Exhale and twist. Twist, look to the left side, twist. Untwist the spine, please. Undo the arms and legs. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale as much as you can. Hold it. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale forcefully, head to the knees. Blowing in firm pose. Please sit up straight on your heels if at all possible. Knees and feet together. If you need to sit otherwise, that's fine. Make sure the spine is upright, perpendicular to the planet flying around the solar system. Lock your elbows, shoulders down. Begin, please. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep the chest up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Shoulders stay down, please. Looks good, user. Belly goes in and out, everybody. That's it, Keith, as much as you can. On each clap, suck it in, let it right back out. Little stronger. If you get a little cramp in the abdominal muscles, that's all right, keep going. If you feel a little bit lightheaded, that's okay, keep going. 5, 4, chest up, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest up. 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the shoulders down. Look straight ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Elbows locked. Now try to get more air out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pull the belly in even faster, even though you stay on the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay, fireworks at the end. Please relax on your back or whatever it is for you. It doesn't have to be fireworks. It could just be, oh my gosh, I'm lying down on my back and I just did the class and that's better than fireworks. Whatever, who needs, we don't need to explode things. This is awesome. Arms can go out a little wider. Feet can go out a little wider. Breathe in and out by your nose. Let everything settle and relax as a result of your concentration, realization of right now, all of this. Wonderful practice, everybody. Stay here for at least another minute, please. Longer is fine, too. Wonderful for you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. If you're not staying for the 10 a.m., you are invited to do that if you wish. Let me know if you have any questions. And I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.